This is Duchess Willow of EbonyFemdomPhoneSex.com. Today's topic is going to be things you can do during an ignore line session. Aside from sitting down and shutting up, I would tell you that I'm kidding. However, there are times when I'm tempted to tell my naughty subs to shut the fuck up and eat my ass from the back. This is a wonderful way to practice the fine art of shutting the fuck up. Schedule an Ebony Femdom ignore line session with the Duchess. Now let me elaborate on all the things you can do during an ignore line session and how to have great phone sex while sparing my ears. Let me preface the following by saying that I know some of you may have questions like, what is an ignore line session and why would anyone want to be ignored? Well, an ignore line session very simply is where you pay to be in the presence of a dominant woman while she ignores you and does other things or talks to other people, and you sit there in silence. Why would someone want to do an ignore line session? Well, if you're into humiliation, then that's easy. And if you're into any form of domination involving money, this is one way to do that. But let's get into the things that you can do, since you won't be talking during an ignore line session. Being in my presence is a gift within itself, which is why it's important that you humble yourself and refrain from thinking that anything you have to say is important. Most of the male species thinks anyone cares what they have to say or what their opinion is on anything that has absolutely no bearing on them. Therefore, the very first thing you can do while being ignored is practice your handwriting. Yes, that's right. Mantras and affirmations of your place in the world as the help and nothing more. The sound you make when your lips are flapping is a very annoying sound to most women, in case you didn't know that. And the best way to show your intelligence is by being silent and following directions. Your writing lessons can range from the simple to the extreme, humiliation. Ignore phone sex is a wonderful way to improve your handwriting, can't you see? Something else you can do during an ignore line session is self-flagellation. While I don't need to hear you talk, the sounds of your self-inflicted pain are often quite pleasing to mistress while she's busy with more important things. Exercises in pain tolerance while being ignored can include whipping yourself while counting silently. If you need extra encouragement during self-flagellation, getting on Skype or Discord and turning your camera on so that mistress can glance over if she chooses to acknowledge your presence and see the delightful red marks across your skin. Extra points if you can embed those marks to last for a week or longer. Extreme pain play on an ignore line session is another option for you. Are you an addicted pain junkie? Then I would suggest an ignore line session geared towards your discomfort. Anything that you find painful, uncomfortable, humiliating, and mentally excruciating can be used as part of your ignore time, such as a silent CBT limp penis instruction call. I'm not going to give you free ideas, but I will tell you that there are literally millions of ways to cause yourself pain and so many sensitive areas of the body with plenty of nerve endings to trigger. Self-bondage and chastity games is yet another option. Self-bondage might be tricky, but I promise you that it is not impossible. For this, you may want to make sure that you are in a safe, quiet space where you won't be interrupted. Part of the humility of tying yourself up while being ignored is that someone could walk in on you if you're not careful, and you won't be in a position to quickly dash away and cover yourself if you're naked, tied to a bondage rig, when your wife and the neighbors walk in. You'll either be getting a divorce or having a painful discussion with a marriage counselor after that. Coerced orgasms during an ignore call. Just pop the ball gag in. Refer to the above self-bondage instructions. Tie on a lovely high-speed Hitachi wand. Pop in your favorite Lovin's Hush and just flip the switch. Or you can, if you have a Lovin's, give me access and I'll flip the switch. Just know that while I'm pretending you don't exist, I'll be laughing my ass off. Imagine coming really hard while bound, gagged, and helpless, and not being able to turn the damn thing off. So you twitch and squirm helplessly until you either have another encouraged, excruciating orgasm or faint. Come facials during an ignore line session. Let me just stop for a minute and say that if you go the route of coerced orgasms, I will expect you to eat that cum off of wherever it lands, if not in your mouth. I had a particularly entertaining ignore line session recently. It was a two mistress ignore phone sex session with Mistress Harper and a rather pathetic little dick boy. We chatted amongst ourselves while the dumb whore edged and then came all over his own face, which he'd drawn a big red target around his mouth and written loser on his forehead and chest. For someone with such a small dick, he legit painted his face and we legit laughed. Not only that, but we clowned him for his choice of jerk-off basement furniture. Now, how is it that you have a casting couch and no dick? You could also practice cum eating while being ignored. So while I thought about not giving you any free instructions, I did lie. I am going to give you a free assignment and an idea for a session. I want you to practice gagging yourself with a pair of your used underwear and then kneel in the corner of your bedroom for 30 minutes with your hands behind your back. That's it. Practice being fucking quiet. If you decide you're ready for an ignore line session with me, the Duchess, call me at 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Duchess Willow, also known as that pretentious black mistress who doesn't care about your feelings. Don't forget to buy my new CBT limp penis instruction phone sex audio. Stay safe and stay blessed. If you'd like to read this blog post, follow the link located in the description of this podcast. And if you'd like to read my other blog offerings, including two stories for the Halloween blog train, just go to ebonyfemdomphonesex.com.